Myself, Neeraj Shukla, working as a guest faculty in SOS Computer Science and Application. Today, I'm going to take an audio lecture on Stream in Java Programming Language. So, all the students of MCA 4th semester, please go through this audio lecture and note all the important points. So, now we concentrate with input and output with respect to Java. So, which are referred using the abstract term stream, where the mean of stream is an ordered sequence of data. So, if we go in detail with this, here we again have two type of byte streams represented using by an abstract term which comes under the package java.io.inputStream, and second one is java.io.outputStream, where these abstract terms are implemented by the following concrete types. So first we have to understand that if it is an input stream, it has a source, and if it is an output stream, it has a destination. Okay, so when we talk about input, it has a source. When we talk about output, it has a destination. So next, while we dealing with streams, we should first concentrate on the various sources like array, file, string object, and pipes. These are the possible sources through which we can get the data. Apart from the byte stream, we also have the character stream, where this stream is represented by the abstract term reader and writer. Okay students, so what the difference here is, if we have a byte stream, then we have a term like IO stream and output stream, and when we deal with in a character stream, then we have a term is reader edge and writer. So here we have some following details in particular, like input by in form of byte and character. So first we go through input streams. So input stream, we have some following child classes of IO stream packages like byte array input streams, file array input streams, filter input stream, sequence input stream, and string input, string buffered input stream, piped input stream, and object input streams. Apart from this, if we talk about output stream, we have the following term like byte array output stream, file output stream, filter output stream, object output stream, buffered output stream, data output stream, and print stream. Okay, so this categorization on the basis of bytes. If we go categorize this input output stream in the term of character, so we have the term like as we previously discussed, like writer and reader. So first we go in the term of in the categorization of writer class. So here we have a buffer writer class, input stream writer, and print writer, and another is filter writer. So this categorization belongs to a writer. And another term which has reader. So here we have buffered reader class, char array reader class, string reader class, input stream reader class, this also known as file reader, and file reader which have the term of pushback reader. So all these are the category of IO streams which we are using for transmitting data from one source to another source. So we can practically do this by implementing these predefined classes which are comes under the Java library API. If we discussing about some classes, like if we have a byte array input stream, so what we can done through this is using this input stream we can read byte or array of bytes. So we use available with methods like read with non-argumented. Another method is read, which takes three argument like byte, int index, int length. Likewise, we have another method byte array input stream, which takes as input of array, which is type of byte. And we have another method like byte array input stream, which have take three argument as input. First is array, which is type of byte. Second one int, which take as an index, and third one is length, int length type, which take the length of array. So by using these method we can practically solve this problem. So if we talked about some another method like file input stream, it takes input as a file in the file system, which is again a subtype of java.io input stream, where input stream represent abstract form of byte, as we previously discussed the category of IO streams. Okay students, so here we already discussed about the input streams which we have categorized in two way, like byte in term of byte and in term of character. In byte term we have input stream and IO stream, and in term of character we have a reader class and writer class. So here I think it's enough for theoretical portion of IO streams. Next we have to require practically done some program belongs to this topic, and now we finish this lecture, and in another lecture we have conclude some other topic. Thank you.